Morning, we're continuing Chayodim, a Klal Samach Zayin, and we're learning Simcha Beis. Chayodim is continuing to talk about individuals which are included as an adjunct to the mitzvah Kibbutz Avayim, other individuals which are included in the mitzvah. So he says, Chayv Adam L'Chabed Ochiv HaGadol. So the Pasuk says, Chabed, again, the Chazal understand that there's a ribui, it's Lav Davka, the father, but there are other people as well. So a person is a chiv and mechav of achiv begadol, his older brother. Bein shu achiv me'oviv u'bein me'imoy, whether it's the older brother from the father, whether it's the older brother from the mother. Me'lchsiv v'esach imecho v'av yaseira. So we darshan to kamei nesavicha v'es imecho, that there's somebody else besides that is included in the mitzvah. V'afil ha'katan hu gadol b'taro yersi min ha'gadol. You have a scenario many times where the younger brother is a more accomplished Talmud Chacham. So, is it appropriate in that situation for a person to be mechabed the older brother, who is not of the same stature as the younger brother? And the answer is yes. Mikol Mokum. Also, the gadol levaz is lekatan, but the attitude of the gadol obviously is not to look with disdain and. Feel a feeling of superiority over the younger brother. That's inappropriate. So the older brother has a chiv de mechabed the younger brother as well, the younger brother being a Talmud Chacham. So there's a chiv of the older brother to be mechabed the younger brother, to be chiv of the younger brother to be mechabed the older brother. This is both directions are true. If the older brother says, well, I'm the older brother, and you have to be mechabed me, and I don't care about the fact that you're a Talmud Chacham. So now we have a different situation. So he's not following the dictates of Torah. He's not being mechabed to be mechachamim. We already pointed out that a person who is not mechayim of the Torah, there's no chiyuv of kavod. So the same thing that applies to a parent, that applies to an older brother as well. The chiyuv of kavod to the older brother is predicated on the fact that he's a person who's shomer Torah mitzvahs. Here is a person who is totally disregarding the chashivas of Torah that the younger brother has. So he's undermining his right to respect, his right to be mechubin from the Torah when he's saying the Torah is not important to him. So in that situation, the younger brother would not have a chiyuv to be mechab his older brother. Obviously, there's going to be shades of gray between where he's mechabed him somewhat, not mechabed him totally. But the general concept that if the older brother doesn't understand the importance of Torah, he's sort of dismissing his right, his claim to Chiyuv Kavod, which is predicated in the Torah, by saying the Torah is not important to me. So he's not Yisamaisa Amoy, and there was no bechiv to be mechabed him. Simon Chabdalad. Chayv Adam lechabed chomiv vechamoisa. A person has a chiv to mechabed his father-in-law and his mother-in-law. Shrei David Karel l'shol Ovi. Shoyechamov, David HaMelech refers to his father-in-law as Ovi. So we see that if the Torah describes the father-in-law as Ovi, there's a chiv to be mechabed the father-in-law. Just like he has a chiyuv to be mechabed his own father. V'chayev l'chabdoi k'moy sharz kenim v'chashuvim. Now the chiyuv to be mechabed the parents-in-law, even if they are not skenim or chashuvim, but the same level of chiyuv kabed the woman has for skenim and chashuvim, that's the level of chiyuv that one has, according to the Chayodim, for a father-in-law and a mother-in-law. That level of chiyuv. So it's not the full level of chiyuv of kavod that you have for kibbutz av and aim, because the ma'aseh it's not his parents, but even though they do not have the actual title of zkenim and chashubim, but the key of kavod will be equivalent to zkenim and chashubim. Some poskim disagree and say that actually that the key of kavod over here is as on par. So the chiyuv of kibbutz avayim, that's one point we want to talk about. Now we do want to talk about we mentioned already the chiyuv of kavod that a woman has for her parents, vis-a-vis her husband, and the responsibilities to her husband and how they impact the chiyuv. But here we're saying that the chiyuv that the husband has, he almost, as it were, joins his wife in the chiyuv to mechabit her parents, and vice versa, the wife joins her husband in his chiyuv to mechabit his parents. They share the chiyuv which their spouse has with the chiyuv kavod. So it's appropriate for the couple to have arrangements to have arranged a relationship. It's a relationship of a respect. So one example is calling one's parents by their, we spoke about one cannot call the parents by their name. That's considered being disrespectful. So calling one's in-laws by their names, as opposed to saying some type of language of covet or respect, just calling by their name, would, according to many, suggest that would be usher to do. That's a chi of covet, and that would be like a chi of covet. Some person say it's actually mutter, unless it's not appropriate. It's not usher, but it's not appropriate. And it's something to keep in mind. Have a good day.